Lesson number 12, sealed by the Spirit. Now we've already noted that the ministry of the Spirit to make us complete is now, but not yet. The seal by the Spirit is also now, but not yet. John saw the 144,000 on Mount Zion having the Father's name, seal, character in their brains, in their thinking, written on their forehead. And the warning comes to us, not one will ever receive the Spirit of God while our characters have one spot or stain upon them. Now let me emphasize, this is known spot or stain. Don't worry about the sins we don't know about. God makes us aware of sins at the time when His grace can help us to meet them and take care of them. It is left with us to remedy the defects of our characters, to cleanse the soul temple of every defilement. Then the latter rain will fall. Part number one, sealed by the new birth. Except a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. The Spirit does his part. Baptismal water does its part. In order to be baptized, we must be willing to bring our bodies. We must bring them to the church. We must bring them to the baptismal font. We must yield ourselves to the hands of the ministrant. The whole teaching of baptism is one of willing, surrendered cooperation. And then the Holy Spirit does his part. In Ephesians 1:13-14, Paul talks about the earnest of the Spirit. Now, earnest comes from an old Anglo-Saxon word, Ernst. And Ernst was a transfer of property in kind. A bunch of thatch from a house showed that you were earnest in selling it, purchasing it. Earnest money we talk of. Ernst. So when we are given the earnest of the Spirit, that is part of much more of the Spirit that God will give to us. It is the sign, the seal, the down payment, whatever figure of speech you want to use, that makes sure that parties are very serious about what they are doing. The seal means to certify, to attest, to acknowledge, to authorize that the ownership is going to be transferred, as a seal does when it's placed on a document. The Father set his seal upon the Son. The Holy Spirit in our hearts establishes not only that we belong to God, but also that we have his certification to eternal life, because he shares his character with us. The Holy Spirit is a guarantee, RSV takes this word. First installment, deposit, down payment, pledge. We can make many illustrations and figures of speech. When the Holy Spirit is given, first given, that is a sign, token, that much more is available, that much more is on the way, if we will only prepare ourselves. I like that story of that widow woman to whom Elisha gave the instruction that she was to tell her little boys to fill the empty house with empty vessels and then to take the cruse of oil that she had and fill up those empty vessels. And as she filled, the boys brought other vessels and they filled and filled, and then the boy said, "Mother, there's not another vessel." And then the oil stayed. So the earnest of the Spirit is the guarantee that however big we make the vessel, the supply of oil will not stop. part number two. The righteous dead will be vindicated. Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. Blessed. They are happy. Rest happy, because God is going to take them to be with Him. The souls under the altar cried out just as Abel's blood cried out. And God has a record in Calvary's blood of all the dead in Christ who have died. Martyrs, those who have suffered in all sorts of ways, and generally, those who have saints that have been laid to sleep. They should think themselves happy because God has His signature on them. Part number three, living believers made complete. Now this is now, but not yet. The souls under the altar, metaphorically, illustratively, were told that they could rest there secure till their brethren and sisters had also been sealed by the living God, till they were complete in Christ, till their time had been fulfilled and they were acceptable before God. How may our living brothers and sisters of those relatives and friends who are dead, the saints who are asleep, be made complete? They can only be made complete by being robed in Christ's righteousness. And in the judgment, the living and the dead, arrayed in Christ's robes of righteousness, sealed to God by the Holy Spirit, will be ready. When Jesus returns, the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we which are alive and remain in Christ will be caught up together with them. The key for both is that we are in Christ. The one in Christ as they died, and the other in Christ during life. And as the angels observe and record, when Jesus Christ comes, the resurrected and the translators will together be gathered to the Lord, and so shall they ever be with the Lord. Part number four, sealed by the Spirit with Christ's character. 144,000 are seen, sealed. They are clothed with Christ's righteousness. Now this sealing work is settling into the truth, both spiritually and intellectually. Settling into the truth. How do we do that? By Bible study? By prayer? By carefully weighing pros and cons in relationship to the truth. Some people think when Adventists say they have the truth, they're a little arrogant. Well, maybe so, but thy word is truth. Do you have the word? Jesus says, I am the truth. Is Christ living in your heart? If you believe and accept the truth in its totality, and Jesus Christ is dwelling in your heart, and the Spirit of truth is bringing you conviction, you have the truth. And the truth makes us free. Spirit is truth, Christ is truth, the Word is truth. As they work in combination, we are freed from condemnation, from the burden and thraldom of sin, bad habits. And these 144,000, settled into the truth by the ministry of the Spirit, intellectually and spiritually, stand on Mount Zion. Stand on Mount Zion, unshakable, settled. Pure and holy garments of Christ's righteousness are not prepared to be put on by anyone after he has entered the gate of the city. All who enter will have on this robe of Christ's righteousness, and the name of God will be seen in their foreheads. And God will write upon him the name of the city of my God, their destination is written here. The name of God is the symbol which the apostle saw in vision and signifies the yielding of the mind to intelligent and loyal obedience to all God's commandments. This is the seal. Intellectually yielding. They're settled. Their minds are closed to any seductive temptation that Satan might bring. They are loyal children of God. Those who are distrustful of self, those who are humbling themselves before God, obeying the truth, these are receiving the heavenly mold, preparing for the seal of God in their foreheads. When the decree goes forth, the stamp is impressed. Their character will remain for all eternity, pure and spotless. Part number 5, victorious, yet growing, more victories to come. Complete, but not yet. As a babe, born, as an infant growing, as a child developing, as a youth maturing, as a young man or woman, as a mature person, each stage we must be victorious, each stage we must be complete, but at each stage we must say, not yet, not yet. We're looking for the final seal that is the final down payment, that is the final guarantee of which every sealing has been a process. Look into your character. It's a long time, perhaps, since you punched somebody in the nose. God gave you victory. Perhaps it's a long time since you told a deliberate lie. God gave you victory. But there are other weaknesses you have. There are other areas in your lives where you're overcome. And so, at each point, the early rain, the latter rain, the seal, the complete, the not yet, is functioning. And so day by day we should pray David's prayer, search me, try me, show me, give me the victory. Part number 6. No one need say his case is hopeless. He cannot live the life of Christ. Ample provision is made by the death of Christ for every soul. Jesus is our ever-present help in time of need. Only call upon him in faith, and he has promised to hear and answer your prayer. Now is the time to prepare. The seal of God will never be placed upon the forehead of impure man or woman. Never be placed on the forehead of the ambitious, world-loving. Never be placed on the forehead of men and women of false tongues and deceitful hearts. So these are areas in which we need to battle and allow the grace of God to give us victory. All who receive the seal must be without spot before God, candidates for heaven. God is working with us. He will complete us stage by stage, and then he will show us, not yet. Take the next step. I am with you. I will never leave you.